Welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
It is 6 o'clock on the nose, 65 degrees. We're all in our places with bright smiley faces. I made it back alive. Kind of excited about that to be here this morning, Aaron. One of the most traumatic things that any man can go through. Had to go pick out paint samples yesterday.
I saw your text message. I was dying.
Kill me now, ma'am. I don't see it. We go and look, and it's like one shade of terracotta versus another shade of terracotta. I don't see it. I just don't see it. I'm not the only one. I was at Home Depot, and there was a dude right next to me who was with his wife, and he looked at me. We had that one moment where we're like, kill me now. Just do it. Just take me out right in the middle of the Home Depot.
So what is your wife painting?
We're painting the kitchen and some bedrooms and, you know, the basic. All of a sudden, everything's 18 different rollers and you got to cut in and there's 20 different types of tape and...
Better you than me.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. You sure? You don't want to come over and just paint some rooms? You don't
want to
do that?
You don't want me to paint. Trust me. My husband has banned me from doing any kind of do-it-yourself projects, period.
Well, you and I have the same paint skills. Like, you can roll, right?
No.
You can't even roll?
I can't do any of that.
What do you mean you can't roll? I can roll. I have the fine motor skills of a three-year-old. So I can't, any of that trim stuff and all that, I can't do that.
Nope. When Stephanus was building my Barbie dream closet, we were painting in there, and then he just told me to leave.
Now, did you do this on purpose or this unintentional?
No, this is just because I know.
All right. Somebody on Twitter yesterday, when I put that picture up of being trapped with the paint samples, they said, just select purple. And then she'll tell you to go away.
That's a good idea.
You can't intentionally throw stuff in a relationship, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Never mind.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what have we got, Aaron?
It's a pair of passes to Roadkill Nights powered by Dodge at the M1 Concourse August 11th. The event includes drag racing at Woodward, freestyle motocross exhibitions, and much more. Whether you're a drag racer, car enthusiast, or looking for a fun day to spend with the family, Roadkill Nights promises a dynamic experience. Caller 31-248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX.
And every year, there's one person whose brakes fail.
Seriously?
They go eighth of a mile, and then they've got a huge tire barrier at Woodward there. And every year, there's one car. You just see them. They're like, man, that car's really fast, and he's not stopping. And they hit the tires, and then they have to wait for a little bit and round them all up. It's crazy. There are people come from all over the country to do this.
Why would you drag race without brakes?
It makes it more interesting that way. I don't know. I'm telling you, you can stand there every year. Anyone who's gone will tell you the exact same thing, Aaron, that you're sitting there and go, what a cool night, and it's amazing. And then all of a sudden, you see this one car go flying by. Ooh, he's not stopping. And they just hit the tires. They're always okay. And they always want to go back and race again.
I can fix this.
Give me a wrench.
Wow.
It's true.
Wow.
It's really cool. All right, we'll get a winner here next. I'm going to guess what's coming up in sports may have something to do with this. And our Wolverine head coach.
Well, he hates chicken.
Yeah.
But I was going to talk about the MLB trade deadline today. At 4:10.
Oh, the Tigers, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna get some chicken now. CSX Big Jim's House 611. Congrats to Bill and McComb. We won those Roadkill Night tickets for our first break box. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And it's brought to you by Tim Hortons. You can get two sausage, egg, and cheese bagels or English muffin sandwiches for $4 at Timmy's, or mix and match one of each for $4. No substitutions, limited time only at participating restaurants. Well, given the Detroit Tigers' recent history of last-second deal-making, it's probably best to wait until 4:01 p.m. today before declaring this year's trade season a dud. But there's not much time left until the non-waiver trade deadline arrives, and they haven't made a single move. Nothing. Nada. Nothing.
Yeah. There's not. Am I missing something? There's not even like hot talk about them. I mean, really, none of the players. Iglesias, none of them. I don't know. Maybe. You're right. Could just be a last-minute thing. Yep. Boom, just like that.
In the meantime, Detroit starts a two-game series with the Reds at Comerica Park tonight, 7:10 first pitch. Elsewhere in Michigan, you'll like this one. Fans of the Battle Creek Bombers lined up overnight to get a free Bombers tattoo and free tickets for life to watch the baseball team. The tattoos were part of the Bombers Tattoo Day promotion for the team. They play in the Northwoods League, and it's all college players, but they were inked to mark the team's 12th year in Battle Creek, and there were people lined up to get this free tattoo.
I gotta think about that one.
It was free.
Would you get a lion's tattoo on your face if it meant free tickets for life?
That's a good question. I know a couple people that would probably do that.
We'll have to do it to our producer to see what'll happen.
Speaking of the Lions, they take their first off day of camp today. And 24-year-old NFL linebacker Joshua Perry announced his retirement yesterday, citing being recently diagnosed with a sixth concussion. He says overall mental health is the primary reason. In the meantime, more than $500 million in claims were approved yesterday under the NFL's concussion settlement. They expect that number to reach $1.4 billion.
And, of course, we now learn that our head coach from Michigan,
H. Chicken,
Bleacher Report, when he was talking to Wilton Spate, pulled Spate aside, told him not to eat chicken. A protein's considered fairly safe by nutritionists. When Spate asked why, Harbaugh says, because it's a nervous bird. We're not making this up. Harbaugh said this to him. He thinks sometime a sickness is injected itself into the human population when people began eating white meats instead of beef and pork. Spate said, according to Bleacher Report story, and he believes it 100%. You will not hear the song in the Big House this year.
I like Spate's follow-up. He goes, these are just part of the Harbaugh experience.
Right. Now, if you're in East Lansing right now, how many times do you play this about Michigan? You have to, don't you?
You have to.
I guess they're not going to the Chick-fil-A Bowl.
Oh, my God. I mean, what happens if they get invited, like, the KFC Bowl? You're right.
Another Chick-fil-A Bowl. No. Is he going to take a pass?
No. Welcome to the Nervous Bird Bowl with Jim Harbaugh. CSX, Big Jim Town, 634, Big Jim, Aaron, Big Producer Ryan, 65 degrees. We're in the studio debating if you're going to have a weird animal in your house, which one do you not want to have? Because Aaron's uncle had an alligator in a bathtub at one time. And you're thinking, that's crazy. Well, apparently not. Apparently, that's normal. Because this dude who was at the DMC yesterday had what kind of cobra again?
A monocled cobra.
Now, he was flown here. He's not a Detroiter. He was from Pinconning or something like that, right?
Yeah. Okay. So this guy, from Pinconning, rushed to Bay County Hospital after a bite from his albino monocled cobra.
I'll tell you something. When I go to the pet store, it's the first thing I look for. Those little play areas where you can sit down with a little pet cobra, you know, like where the puppies are, then right next to it. Sit down and play with the cobra. Can I have that cobra, please? I want to play with that.
Well, what makes this even worse is their venom is among the fastest from acting for snakes in the world. It can kill you within an hour.
But the dude's alive.
He's lucky. He stopped breathing because he had respiratory muscle paralysis from the venom. He was incubated, placed on a breathing machine. They airlifted him to DMC. Then they had to fly in 20 vials of anti-venom from Florida's Miami-Dade County because we don't have that stuff just lying around here in Detroit.
Why not? What's wrong with us? Come on, Dugan. Step it up. Everybody should have albino cobra venom available to them. That's my platform next Tuesday. So we're talking about this in the studio. Again, 248-398-WCSX. I don't know anyone who has a pet snake.
Oh, you know, my uncle that had the alligator, his kids had a bunch of them growing up. Like, they had a Texas chain snake and they had a bunch of boa constrictors. And then one of them got out one time and ate all my baby bunnies, which was not cool.
The boa did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It disappeared for like 4 months. And then we found it coiled up underneath a lawnmower in the backyard. And my three baby bunnies were gone. And we looked and there's three lumps.
Snake's going to do what a snake's going to do, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of their thing. Daryl texted in and said that there's no way I couldn't be legal. Yeah, the guy having the albino cobra. Come on. You can't go to a pet store and get one of those. There's no way. Another story, though, that involves snakes. This guy in England is visually impaired. Now he has a helper, an assistant that he calls upon. So he can't really see that well, but he realizes there's something wrong in the bathroom. So here he is describing what happened.
I tried to pick it up. Couldn't. It was too heavy. So I rang the office, and I said to my staff member, I said, I've got a bit of a mess in the bathroom. Could you pop over, please? Jason comes, my support worker, Jason comes in, walks in the bathroom. He said, You've got a snake in your bathroom. I said, a snake? I was amazed. Honestly, I'm not speaking a word of a lie. True as I'm stood here chatting to you.
Yes.
I've never had a snake in my bathroom before, Alex. Never.
Never.
I've never had a snake in my bathroom.
Never.
My bathroom ever.
Ever.
Never.
Never.
He's never had a snake in his bathroom. Never ever. It's an 8-foot python that they found in his bathroom. Which, if you got to have Mexican food too much, we all understand. It happens. Sorry. Okay, so now you know. If you do get bit by an albino cobra here in the Motor City, you need to call Florida. Probably in Florida, they have to have everything because everything weird happens there. I'm sure they have everything stocked. 248-398-WCSX. We're still talking about it in the studio. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like animals.
So you have snakes or you had snakes?
Yeah. I had a snake. It was a 5.5 to 6 foot boa. It was in a giant cage. And I was going to find a place for it to live because I couldn't feed it. Because you know what you have to feed it.
Like rats and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Or baby bunnies.
Aw.
All right, okay.
And I got it from a friend because it bit her and she didn't want it anymore.
So how long did you keep it?
Oh, about a year and a half before it got loose.
Oh, wait a minute. It got loose. So it just ran away?
Yeah.
Or slithered away? So as far as we know, that snake's still out there somewhere in Taylor.
Slither.
Right?
Or it made its way to Ferndale, and that was the one outside of the Toyota dealer.
Right, that was the one. That could have been yours, Kim.
No, this was too many years ago. I don't know how long snakes live. Okay. But this was like, I don't know, a long time ago.
There you go. Thanks, Kim. 248-398-WCSX. Just join us this morning. We were talking about this guy who got bit by an albino cobra, and they flew him here to Detroit and saved his life.
Apparently, he's going to die. Yeah. I read more of the article. They first consulted the Toledo Zoo and gave him anti-venom from there, but his condition continued to worsen, and that's when they contacted Florida.
So this was his pet, though, this albino cobra he had as a pet.
Why?
You can't. And that's what we're talking about. That's the question more is like, I mean, anybody, you know somebody in your neighborhood or someone you know. Are the whole thing with chickens. In our neighborhood, we down the end of the street, we used to have somebody that would just have chickens on their front lawn. We're in like a little subdivision. You'd drive home in the afternoon or something, and there were chickens walking around the front lawn.
That's so
damnedest thing. Like two or three chickens just out there.
That's like there's a lot of urban farms in Detroit too that have chickens now.
We have someone in Waterford that actually uses a goat to mow their front lawn.
Good for them.
I got to get a picture of that one. They put it on a rope and it just sits out there and eats the lawn.
I had one in Egypt.
A lawn?
No, a goat. Yeah. And it ended up being a dinner for a family during Eid because it ate all my plastic lawn chairs and all my flowers and the hose and half of the siding on my house.
So you ate the goat because it ate everything in your house?
I didn't eat it, but I donated it to someone who would.
Whoa! You can't do that.
Yes, you can.
You sent it. I mean, you sent it to the... You sent it down the line.
No, you
don't.
You
sent it down the Green Mile.
Not there. It's food.
Well, it's food here, too. Goat's awesome.
Shua is delicious.
This was a pet. You can't take a pet goat and make it
It wasn't a pet. My friend Jeff bought it at a market for like $20 and brought it to my house.
Yeah. Okay, if you're friends with Erin, just to let you know, she could Green Mile you in a minute. CSX Big Jim's house, 657, 65 degrees. Big Jim, Erin V, producer Ryan this morning. And Paul Rogers is a friend of the show, friend of the radio station. For many years. So yesterday, he's going to be in town tonight. It's him. What a bill. Paul Rogers, Jeff Beck, and Ann Wilson at Pine Knob tonight. That's all the same concert.
A great lineup.
Dude. So Paul sent us a note on behalf of his management and said, we always appreciate the support from CSX and its listeners, so we want to give you guys something. So we have tickets for tonight's show. We've got 4 packs of tickets. We got them all morning, as a matter of fact. We got a lot of them. Paul really took care of everybody here. So if you want to go, simply just call us.
Yep, be caller 31 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. We'll sort you out with the 4-pack. You can go with some friends, have some cocktails, watch some music.
It's going to be a good night. And what Paul's doing tonight, too, is kind of interesting. He's going to be doing mainly the music of Free. A lot of people, he did this over in England, and it was so successful that they decided to bring it over here. So Ann Wilson's going to be doing stuff. Also, some of her solo stuff. She did a covers album. And then you got Jeff Beck, who's just, well, Jeff Beck. I mean, he's going to just go out there and jam. And then Paul's going to be doing a lot of this music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude. It's going to be huge. All right. Good luck. Call now. We'll get a winner next. We got Monica and Melvindale. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Pretty damn good. How are you?
Nice.
Good.
All right. We'll see you at a Pine Knob tonight. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Yes! Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers, yes! and Ann Wilson on the same bill. Yes! That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Who are you more excited to see? Ann?
I think Ann Wilson.
Yeah, see, I'm a big Heart fan, so I would hope that she would do like a lot of the heart stuff.
She does. This is supposed to be a pretty amazing show. So, all right, well, we will see you there tonight. Everybody else, we got a ton more of these to give away, so don't go anywhere. We will do one, at least one four-pack every hour this morning on the show. All right, hold on, Monica.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. Yeah, so again, Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers, and Ann Wilson tonight out of Pine Knob, and we will get you tickets every hour this morning, courtesy of Paul Rogers, our buddy Paul. That was nice, very nice of him. So I can buy him a beer tonight. I don't even know if he drinks beer. Probably doesn't.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Some of the musicians are kind of weird when they're on tour, drinking their water and staying hydrated, but... the reason I mentioned the beer thing was this came up over the weekend. We were at a friend's house. We were sitting there and he was telling me that if you have underage kids, cause we've got kids that are 18, 19, kind of in that little in-betweener period. So here's his thought. He said that as long as you don't leave your private property, underage kids can have a beer. Like at your house. If you're sitting in your house, here's the question. It's the age old thing where, you know, okay, would you, if you know your kid's going to go out and drink, would you rather they just stay home and maybe drink in the garage or something like that? Are you condoning underage drinking or are you trying to be safe?
See, it's tough. I know from personal experience because we used to have ragers all the time back in the day and we had like this big party on Floral and Mount Clemens one time and it was like crazy out of control. There was like 400 people. But they were all underage except for my brother-in-law. And so the cops came and they gave out a bunch of tickets and then took him to jail.
Because he was the only one over 21.
Yes.
And so he was the responsible party at the
house.
So here's my question. This is the thing we're talking about because this is coming up a lot. I've seen this more and more, this debate going on here in the Motor City. People talking about it. Underage drinking during the summer. You got parties going on. If you stay on private property, I've got a friend whose kid went to Michigan State who told us that, like, as long as you don't leave the sorority, we're going to get producer Ryan here in a minute to talk about his experiences up there as well. Here's my question. Is it true or false that the police can't come on private property if it's underage drinking? Now, you were having a huge party, so I'm sure they had another reason to come in there and break it up.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
But if four or five kids are just sitting there having a beer,
well, why would they even come anyhow if it's just four or five people?
Say the neighbors call or the cop drives by. You drive by and you look over and you see some kids, you know they're not 21 and they're drinking beer on someone's porch. Can you go and get them? My friend says you can't.
I don't know. Let's see if there's any police officers listening this morning that could answer that question.
Yeah, it's interesting to me because I'm hearing more and more people talk about this. The reason being, you talk about the marijuana laws coming in now. I know some folks who actually... they let their kids smoke pot in the garage and they're like 18, 19 years old and they're cool with that. They'd rather have them doing that there than going off somewhere else and not knowing where they are. And it's the same thing for drinking. I think we all went through it. There was always somebody in high school that was like that, but 248-398-WCSX, our studio number, 248-398-9279 is our studio number here. You can call or text us or join the conversation on Facebook. How many people were at the party in Mount Clemens?
Oh, there was like easily over 300. My sister, watch, she's going to text me in about 2 seconds because it was her ex-husband that we had to go get out of jail.
Oh, okay.
But they left him there, actually.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. So they didn't go get him?
No, he stayed the night.
Well, it's a nice place. They have a bed. It's a nice view. They got cable. CSX Big Jim's house, 717, 65 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We're sitting in the studio talking about this because over the weekend I was sitting at a bonfire and a friend of mine said, we were discussing the whole thing when your kids are 18 and 19 years old. What do you do when you know maybe they're going to go to a party and they're probably going to have a drink? He said as long as they stay on private property at their house, the police can't mess with you.
I'm calling shenanigans on that.
I'd never heard that before. I didn't know if that was true or not. I mean, I had been told a story by a friend of mine. His daughter was going up to local school in Lansing and was told, do not step off the curb from the building she was in. She stepped off the curb. Boom. They got her like that. She had to go to court, the whole thing. Does that sound right, Ryan?
Yeah, that's exactly. When I lived up in East Lansing, that was the thing. Don't leave the yard.
You just seriously,
don't leave your property. Once you got there, once we got to our buddies and stuff, we'd start drinking or you'd hang out on the front porch and you'd see cops come by the whole time just looking at you. As long as you're not doing anything wild, they can't come on there. But you step on the sidewalk and boom, you could get popped.
Wow. 248-398-WCSX. I never heard of that before till this weekend.
Because see, like on Live PD, a couple episodes ago, there was a group of kids sitting around a bonfire and the police saw them drinking and went up and asked them for ID, even though it was private property.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Like, I mean, you hear about it where, okay, I've heard, like, wasn't in the city of Detroit a while ago? Like, you could burn one on your porch as long as it's private property? Remember
yeah,
hearing
that's,
that?
That's
there was a thing about that, too. But I'm,
yeah, it, that's yeah, that's still a thing.
Okay.
It's decriminalized
so,
in locations.
If you're drinking on private property, is it legal for the police to come in and say something to you? If you're just drinking. If it's underage drinking. And by the way, I am not condoning underage drinking in any way, shape, or form.
Me either.
It's a law, dude. 21. Sorry. I got parents. I know friends who do that stuff. That's your kid. Not my circus. Not my monkeys. My house ain't never going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
I think, too, a lot of people think if, like, police or people see kids drinking and there's parents there, then they just assume that the kids are 21. Just because it's like, you know what I mean? That thought of, they wouldn't let their kids underage drink.
Mm. I got to start watching Live PD more, apparently, because they solve social issues on this show as well.
I love that show.
I know she does. Yeah. Aaron loves her some Live PD. So you're saying, though, up at state, though, that's how they did it.
Yeah, that's how we stayed safe. Just don't, and obviously you don't walk around with anything. And but yeah, it was stay on your property, and wow, they wouldn't mess with you. And I mean, that's a college town too, so they're a little looser, I feel, in certain times, in certain
town
situations. But
okay. I don't know. I don't think I'd risk it. I wouldn't want to just do it to try to prove a point. Rye, the Michigan guy, was saying same thing there, right, in Ann Arbor. Okay, yeah, same kind of basic thing. Just keep to yourself.
Don't you have any cop friends we can call and verify this with?
You have family members who are in the...
Yeah, let me send out a couple of texts.
Yeah.
Right, go do some research there. All right, he's going to dig into that. Or we could just dress up like 16-year-olds and sit on a porch tonight with a bottle of
no.
Cutty Sark.
Oh,
my God, it's Cutty Sark. It's so good. See us. Thanks, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron, the producer, Ryan. 729. Beautiful morning here in the Motor City. Coming up in about 15 minutes, tickets for Thine Renaissance Festival, though thine Michigan, and though Holly.
You got your tights ready?
Holly, if no, I've actually, there was a petition around work. I can't wear them. Whatever, dudes. We'll do that in about 15 minutes. Come on up next. I want to talk about, I got this on my chest. We got to talk about Bob Seger Boulevard because we have a problem.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to address it next. Don't go anywhere. CSX, Big Jim's House, 734, 65 degrees. Coming up about 10 minutes, we'll do those Michigan Renaissance Festival family four-pack for Sir Beef of Loin. Daryl texted that in there. Yes, we will do the voices again. We will get the Bugs Bunny clip, and thine shall be knighted. All right, let's talk Bob Seger Boulevard. We're still doing more of the Bob Seger Boulevard yard signs. We'll have those for you about an hour from now when we play...
Two songs in a row from Seger. You just got to be caller number 31. You'll get the sign.
So just if you're new to the show and you're wondering what's going on, what we originally, the idea was, it all started last December. Bob came in the studio, was here for well over an hour, and we were talking about his most recent album. And if you look in the back of it, you're going to see Glenfry Drive, the photo from Royal Oak, which we as a station put together to honor Glenfry. So we were sitting here in the office, I think it was the first time it came up with all of us, and it was a simple thing. It was like, why do we wait until someone's gone to honor them in some small way, to say thank you for their music and what it means to us? So we thought, why hasn't anyone done a Bob Seger Boulevard? Well, the most logical place was Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Because that's where he's from. That's where he went to high school.
Right. We even found a small stretch of road there by the baseball field that was unnamed. Figured it was perfect. Had initial conversations, and everybody seemed to be really excited about it. However, during the course of this, people maybe aren't as excited in Ann Arbor as they were when we first started. And our concern was the process was taking longer and longer and longer. We really weren't getting anywhere. And then we came to a point like the one that we were trying to put on the school ground could take up to a year, we find out.
But why? I don't understand.
It's their process. We're not bashing Ann Arbor. We're just trying to explain this to everybody so that they have to go and they have to have a meeting and then they have to have public hearings and they have to, I mean, this is an unnamed street just to do that. Then people have to, is Bob Seger worthy based on other people who are in Ann Arbor? I mean, for his influence for musicians and stuff like that. And then there was a proposal, well, maybe just do this like they do in New York City where it says Main Street in Ann Arbor. Then down below it, you put Bob Seger Boulevard. You're not changing anybody's address. It's just a way to honor him. If you've been in New York City, they do it all the time.
Right.
Okay. I don't think that's working either. Didn't get any response. We had one person who was an advocate for us. Everybody else wouldn't even touch it. So they kind of like, we originally thought that maybe that was an alternative, which because that was proposed to us by folks in Ann Arbor. I'm just being totally transparent here. So we're not bagging on Ann Arbor, but we want you to know we are not done with this. We're going to have a damn Bob Seger Boulevard. It's going to happen somewhere here in the Motor City. It just ain't going to be in Ann Arbor. It can't. I mean, it's unfortunate, but if don't you want a community that's fired up about it? Don't we? I mean, we want somebody who's all in on this.
Why would you not be fired up about it, though, if it's your community? If you have someone famous that's contributed as much as Bob Seger has to society, how could you not be fired up about it?
I can't speak for them. That's a great question. I can't speak for these folks. We've talked to them a lot. And nice people to work with, just not that fire. Like when we worked with Jim Ellison and the school board and everybody in Royal Oak to get Glenn Fry Drive, it was like, damn it, we got to do this. So we got it done. This is very frustrating for a lot of people here who, and you, the listener too. I mean, you've given us so much support for this that, but we're not done. We are not done. We're going to get a Bob Seger Boulevard somewhere here in the Motor City. It's where you come in. As always, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Start thinking about it. There's other main streets. There's one in Rochester. I know there's one in Clawson.
I think there's one in Howell.
So, a main street idea is one we were talking about doing that where we could clip it onto any main street. Lincoln Park, we did something down there. Producer Ryan mentioned that one a little earlier this morning. We actually had a Bob Seger day.
And they were super fired up.
Oh, yeah,
about.
We'll talk to the mayor down there. I had one idea. What about when you turn into Pine Knob, if you go to Pine Knob, DTE, you get off the freeway. That's Sacheverell Road, if you don't know. When you turn right, and then you turn right to go into Pine Knob. That stretch of road, the long part there,
uh-huh,
is privately held by the people that own, which I guess would be Tom Gorris's people now.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a name on it.
Well, let's name that then.
Wouldn't that work? And then if you could hang Bob Seger Boulevard signs pointing towards Pine Knob on that light, which would be Independence Township, I think. But anyway, that's where we want your thoughts. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Again, not bagging on the people in Ann Arbor at all. Just trying to be clear about this, what happened. We felt like we don't want to go further down this road and keep working at this when we don't feel like they're into this.
I'm so extremely disappointed right now.
I am too. But you know what? You got to have friction to make a diamond, right? This is going to make it even better. It's cool. We'll get
it
done.
I think so.
We'll get it done.
I'm still disappointed.
Okay. So, yeah, you can be that way. So what do you guys think? 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. You can call, text us, you can email us, share some thoughts on our Big Jim's House Facebook page, and we want to hear from you next. CSX Big Jim's House, Patty in Davisburg. Hi.
Yeah, so Davisburg is right by Clarkston. Didn't Bob Seger take his picture from Main Street in downtown Clarkston?
That's a good question.
I don't know. That is a good question.
I'm pretty sure he did.
All right, Aaron's looking that up right now. All right, so you're thinking like Clarkston, Davisburg, kind of Main Street there?
Yes, she is 100%.
Wait a minute.
Clarkston's Main Street in the wee morning hours.
So if we can get on.
That might be perfect.
Okay, all right. That's awesome. All right, Patty. Hell, I know people in Clarkston. We can work on that one today. That's a great idea. Thank you, Patty.
Okay.
Have a great morning. Bye. All right, there she goes. 248-398-WCSX. Just join us. We were talking about this. Unfortunately, it really doesn't look like Ann Arbor is going to be it's going to work out for Bob Seger Boulevard. Just a lot of moving parts there and stuff, and we really just never felt like we had that kind of excitement from the city. We didn't want to try to force something on people who weren't fired up about it like we are and like you are as listeners. So we're looking for another Main Street to put the Bob Seger Boulevard sign below, 248-398-WCSX. But you were saying, what is this, the Clarkston one? So that's where Seger went in the morning and took the photo?
Yeah, according to the Clarkston News, this was a big story in their newspaper. Somebody had posted the photo of Bob Seger from the 1970s standing in front of the Clarkston News right there on Main Street.
Really? All right.
Yep.
So we don't want to change anyone's address. We want to put like Main Street then right below at Bob Seger Boulevard. So it won't affect any businesses or any residential thing like that. It would just be if your community, if you think your community would be fired up about it, we want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. Coming up next, I'm sure Seger goes out to the Renaissance Festival and gets a turkey leg. You don't think so?
He might.
Thine those doth roll thine away. 12 hours out of thine Mackinac fitty. Friend Festival tickets next. CSX, Biggest Jimmis Hoffith. M'lady Erin V. Our Squire Ryan. If you'd like to come to the Michigan Renaissance Festival, you can see things like this.
In the name of my most royal majesty, I knight thee. Arise, sirloin of beef. Arise, earl of cloves. Arise, duke of Brittingham. Arise, baron of Munchausen. Arise, essence of myrrh, of magnesia, quarter of ten.
You are too kind, your majesty.
It is amazing what goes on out there. Thanks to Daryl for giving us heads up on that one. All right, 248-398-WCSX. See the phones lighting up already. If you want to go, we will give you...
passes, a family four-pack to go to the Renaissance Festival. You know what's fun is it's on Dixie Highway in Holly, and it runs August 18th through September 30th. It runs a long time. And I was on their website. They have, like, different activities planned for every weekend, different themes and all kinds of fun stuff.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
For example, you what? Can't tease one of them. You got one? Or?
Oh, they have like themes. Like there's different theme weekends.
You get, that's like saying, we're going to love dinner. What are we giving it?
Well, no, they have like food theme. It's hard to describe. You got to go on their website and look it up.
Well, I've been there. Just because I can't wear tights at work doesn't mean I can't go, right? Do you want to rock some tights with me and go to the Ren Festival together?
I will go. If you wear tights, I will go with you just so I can Facebook Live it and poke fun at you.
Wait a minute. No. I'll wear the tights. I could be wearing them under my jeans right now. You don't know. 248-398-WCSX. Good luck. CSX, Big Jim's house. Joe Walsh all night long. 7:59. Big Jim, Erin V, and producer Ryan and Ry, the Michigan guy, are interns with us here today. If you just joined us this morning, we were talking about this a couple minutes ago. We've been working on Bob Seger Boulevard for a while now, and we've been working with the city of Ann Arbor because we figured, you know, Bob's hometown, he went to Pioneer High School, there's a main street there, right by the football stadium, there's a little stretch of road that we found, you guys hopefully know the story, and what we've learned is, I've been really wrestling with how to table this, because you don't want to be rude to somebody else, but it feels like they're not into it. We've tried, and we found out, like, for the school board process, no knock on their process, the little stretch of road could take up to a year, and there are no guarantees it would happen. So the initial excitement that we received from them is kind of petered out. And then the other one where we went to the city, no, nothing. We had one person who was an advocate, and everybody else wouldn't even touch it.
And then you know what? We move on to a city that is excited to have somebody as legendary as Bob Seger be honored in their city.
You're damn right.
I mean, you know what? And that's how that goes.
Amen. We'll move forward. But people are wondering, why not Ann Arbor? That's why. So we're going to do Bob Seger Boulevard. It is going to happen. One way or another is going to happen, but we want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You can email us, too, bigjimshouse@WCSX.com. You can text us, Facebook page. Any other text messages coming in about this?
Yeah, Deborah got in touch. Says there has to be a Metro Detroit city Bob has mentioned in a song that would love to have an honorary boulevard for him. I know Berkeley's in a song, but I can't think of others right now. Thank you very much.
Nice.
We were talking about Clarkson earlier.
Yeah.
There's a yes, yes, yes to Bob Seger Boulevard in Clarkson.
The reason somebody told us earlier that the song Main Street, he took a photo in front of the Clarkston Bank, like in the early 70s.
The Clarkston News right there. The
Clarkston News. Thank you. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. So what do you guys think about that idea? 248-398-WCSX. Again, we're not going to change Main Street. We're just going to put Bob Seger Boulevard below it, like they do in New York City. So that way nobody has any changes to their mailing addresses and stuff like that. It's just a way to say thank you to Bob Seger for, what, 40-something years of amazing music right here in Southeast Michigan. So 248-398-WCSX. Marie in Royal Oak, is that right?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just calling because I was listening to you on my way to work, and I heard about the dilemma in Ann Arbor, and to me, my suggestion would be, why not Royal Oak? We already gave a great reception for Glenn Frey, and, you know, that's one of Bob's buddies, and my husband's one of his biggest fans. He's seen, I can't even tell you how many times in concert that he's gone to, myself included, but I wasn't with my husband way back when, and he saw him since he was playing in the bars in Ohio and in Michigan. and, you know, Royal Oak's already...
Glen Glen Fried Glen. Drive. Yeah.
Why not Main Street and Royal Oak? We would love to have them.
You're awesome. All right. Hey, we're going to throw that on the list there. Marie, thanks for listening in the morning, too. We appreciate it.
Yes, and rock on, Bob.
There we go. 248-398-WCSX. I saw Daryl text in about Linkin Park.
He said back in 72, Linkin Park.
He makes a reference to it. And they've done a Bob Seger Day in Linkin Park because we've got the sign here. CSX Big Jim's House, 809, Big Jim, Aaron B., producer Ryan. It's time to play America's favorite new game show, the game show where it's not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
All right, Aaron's got a receipt here, and we're playing for VIP tickets, rocking on the riverfront. Chevrolet, our friends are making this possible. Starship, Mickey Thomas, you get two seats, and then dinner at Andiamo as well. Nice.
Just a reminder, the Detroit Marriott at the Renaissance Center is the official hotel of the 2018 Chevrolet Rockin' on the Riverfront concert series, and food and beverages available from Andiamo Riverfront. Okay, if you don't know how to play, we have a receipt. It belongs to a member of the show, whether it is Big Jim, producer Ryan, or myself, Aaron. You need to tell us whose receipt it is. That's it. It's that easy.
Super simple, Sugar Bear.
All right. It's from Ace Hardware. It is an exchange LP tank for $19.99. $1.20 tax for a total of $21.19.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay. See, we're all playing like we don't know what it is, because that's part of the magic of the game. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. All you have to do is tell us, is it Aaron, producer Ryan, or myself? How much for the tank again?
$21.19 total for a propane tank exchange.
Bobby, you got to get yourself a propane tank. Okay, 248-398-WCSX. The question is, not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
Who the hell bought it?
Aaron?
It is not me. Good guess, though.
Not Aaron. Okay.
Oh, bye. Darn. Okay, right. Thanks.
Try again. John in Chesterfield, who the hell bought it?
Yes, sir. How are you? Driving to work.
Good, man. So?
Who the hell bought it?
I'm going to say Aaron.
No.
No, they got her marked out here as a grill person. Try again, John. Let's go to the D. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, Jim?
We're good, man. So?
Who the hell bought it?
I think you bought it, Jim. No. You need some propane, Bobby.
Oh, I love my propane and propane accessories, Bobby, but no.
Propane. Yeah, good morning, Strickland propane.
It wasn't me, man, so we've narrowed it down. All right, Eric, try again, okay, bud?
All right.
Later. Karen in Westland, you got the answer?
I'm thinking it's you, Big Jim.
Oh, it's not me.
It is not, Karen. Good guess, though. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, playing the game show, Who the Hell Bought It? And Aaron has the receipt in front of her.
It's from Ace Hardware, the helpful place. It's a propane tank exchange for $19.99 with tax for a grand total of $21.19.
Should be that hard. We've narrowed it down because the other two members of the show, it ain't us. Alan of Dearborn. This is a softball, man. Guys. Hey, man. Okay, so the question is not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
It was Ryan.
Yes. It is.
It was.
Yes. Our producer, Ryan, he bought propane for his new house.
He's an Ace Rewards member, too, by the way.
You want to give his number out over the air?
No.
Okay.
Well, he'll get the points if people buy tools.
Okay,
in
his behalf. All right. Hey, Alan, we will see you Friday night rocking on the riverfront, man, with Mickey Thomas and Starship. You got tickets. You got dinner on Andiamo beforehand. Good job, dude.
Awesome. Sounds great.
All right. Hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next, and maybe he'll give you his Ace Rewards number.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
You bet, man. Best.
You know what I'm about to do now?
What?
I got a grill. Got to get the grill out now.
I need to refill my propane, actually.
You have empty propane?
It's getting a little low because we grill every day for the most part.
Is it the worst feeling in the world when you run out of propane?
Yes.
It is. It's the most first world thing we'll say all morning. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan's 827, 67 degrees right now. If you missed the news earlier this morning, we were talking about it, and you've been great with some of the suggestions. We really don't feel like it's going to work with Ann Arbor for Bob Seger Boulevard for a number of reasons, and we don't want to be a year down the road trying to get this done and then not have it happen. Between trying to work through the school board and their process is long, and we get that, and then we really didn't get a lot of love from the city of Ann Arbor for the other idea on Main Street. So, like you said, move forward, right?
On to the next one.
Focus forward, man. I'm a big believer in that. Focus forward. So that's where we're at right now. So all you need to do is send suggestions for Bob Seger Boulevard. We'd love to hear from you. What have we had so far? Linkin Park. Main Street in Clarkston. We've had a bunch of those people suggesting that one because Bob took a picture there, and I keep forgetting where.
In front of the Clarkston News on Main
Thank
Street.
Thank you. That was one. We had somebody come in from Royal Oak. Somebody texted and said, what about the Clem?
Ed says, what about my hometown, the Clem? Macomb Place equals Bob Seger Boulevard.
Is there like a, and we're not going to change anybody's address. The idea is like they do in New York City where it says Main Street. The idea of Main Street, obviously Bob Seger, the song, and then below it, Bob Seger Boulevard. So we're not impacting anybody. We don't want to do that because that's the Glen Fry Drive thing just happened to work out. It was a stretch of road that there were no addresses on. So 248-398-WCSX. However, this will not stop us from getting Bob Seger Boulevard done and giving out Bob Seger Boulevard yard signs. If you support it, what do you have to do?
You have to listen for two songs from Seeger, then be caller number 31 at 248-398-9279, and you'll get the sign. And now, more than ever, we need people to show their support.
You're damn right. Good point.
You know what? Huh. Mayor Dempsey and Mal Clemens, are you listening?
Look at Aaron throwing the cards. I love this. CSX, Big Jim's House. Morning. And like Aaron said earlier, Linda, it's even more important now that we get the support out for people because Acacia's tuning in. We're not going to do it in Ann Arbor. It's just not going to happen there. So we're going to move forward and find another community that wants to have Bob Seger Boulevard.
I'm with you.
Amen. All right, Linda, hold on. Ryan's going to talk to you next. Thank you so much for listening, too. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it. And we will do that again tomorrow morning and also all week long. We got more of those Bob Seger, I support Bob Seger Boulevard yard signs.
Raquel from our promo team just emailed me a picture from one of our listeners who won one that posted it in their yard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to add it to our collage that I've been posting all of the pictures that we receive up on our Facebook. Fantastic. Don't worry, I omit your address.
Oh, really? Okay. Unless they got like a really good barbecue in the back or something cool there, then we'll go visit them. But, you know, the one thing I forgot about this, again, you just tune in this morning coming by. It doesn't look like Ann Arbor's going to work for Bob Seger Boulevard for a multitude of reasons. Not blaming anybody. It just is what it is. To get it done with the school district is going to take way too long. We still don't know if it's a definite yes. Trying to get the street where you put it below, like what New York City does that, where they don't change the street name, they put it below. Wasn't really a lot of support. You know, like when you talk to somebody and you just kind of feel like I'm forcing this, forcing the issue.
But that's what I said to you. I don't understand how you could not want to honor somebody that grew up in that town, went to high school there, has had such a successful, long career, does so many wonderful things, brings happiness to people's hearts, creates good music, but I don't get it.
Well, we don't either. I mean, but that's okay. All right? I mean, like you said, you move forward. You focus forward. If they're not in 100%, then we're not going to force it on anybody. We're not going to twist somebody's arm for this. We want a community that wants Bob Seger Boulevard to be part of it. So that's where 248-398-WCSX, if you have suggestions. You can also email us, too. BigJim'sHouse@WCSX.com. We've been getting a couple emails this morning. If you're a business as well and you want to put up a sign, we had a couple of those. So come on over and we'll take care of all that for you. All right? Again, not going to be Ann Arbor, but we will definitely. There is no doubt in my mind Bob Seger Boulevard will happen this year here in the Motor City. Okay, tomorrow is August 1st.
Oh, it
tomorrow
is
August 1st. Now, when you jump out of bed on August 1st, my friend always does the thing with rabbit, rabbit. You ever heard of that?
Oh, we talked about this before.
First thing you say when you get out of bed, yeah, rabbit, rabbit. It's supposed to yell that. But you can yell rabbit, rabbit in a much clearer tone and a higher voice if you have a MyPillow, because you will get a good night's sleep. And I mentioned August 1st because this offer ends tomorrow. The offer. I've been getting text messages from people going, seriously? This is the one. Buy one MyPillow, get one absolutely free. Buy one, get one absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code WCSX. If you want quality sleep, as you're feeling like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for you, one for your wife, husband, neighbor, the mailman, whoever. MyPillow, 100% machine washable and dryable. Comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. But you've only got until tomorrow, so you got to get on this today. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. You'll see it right there. Use that promo code WCSX, or you can call them 800-925-4059. Use the promo code WCSX. You got to use that promo code, though, WCSX. And you can get up to 50% off some of the items there on the MyPillow website. MyPillow.com. Look for the Buy One, Get One Free special. This offer ends tomorrow. We will see you there. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning at 8:51, 65 degrees. I was checking the weather for tonight, and it's going to be nice, man, out of Pine Knob. For three artists who separately, think about this, Aaron, separately, they could do their own tour, right?
Well, yeah, because you have Ann Wilson.
Hart, done. She's done it. She could do her own show.
You got Jeff back.
Done it.
And then you got Paul Rogers.
So, and they're all there tonight. They're all there tonight at Pine Knob. And Paul Rogers, a great friend of the radio station here at CSX for over the years, and he's a friend of the show as well. And he just wanted to say thank you for all the support by giving you tickets for the show tonight. These are courtesy of Paul Rogers. All you got to do, we'll make it easy this morning.
Yep, caller 31-248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. If you're caller 31, you'll get a 4-pack of tickets to go to the concert tonight at DTE.
Now, because it's free music, when you drive out there, you have to turn all right now.
I was waiting for that.
It's my daily dad joke. Good luck. Promise no more of those. Next, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan here. We'll have more of those tickets for tonight's show with Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers, and Ann Wilson out of Pine Knob, courtesy of Paul Rogers. We'll do those before we get out of here. You need to get pumped up this morning. Aaron, you ready? You need
some motivation. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This guy, we put it up on our Instagram page, Big Jim's house, WCSX. He was a strength and conditioning coach. You know, you always see one person at the gym that's getting somebody else a personal trainer. It's just like, you can do this, woo! Like a woo guy?
Yeah, I fired my woo guy because he scared the hell out of me.
This dude, this guy, he's now the strength and conditioning coach for Oregon. And just listening to the audio doesn't do full justice. You have to see this 1920 style mustache he's got and this haircut. But here's him in Hawaii leaving a note for all the players in Oregon football.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, did Coach Feld bring anything other than a purple and a black band to do guns? The 45-day challenge on the island of Hawaii? The answer is no. No, I didn't. But did you hike an hour and a half across the ridge of a canyon to get to this rock in the middle of nowhere to do curls? I don't think so. You're sitting at home watching this video on your phone. You haven't done anything. Have you done the 45-day challenge today? Have you gotten 100 buys? Have you gotten 100 tries? Have you filled the sleeves? I didn't think so. So before you say anything about my form or about where I am or about the band I'm using, get out there and get 100 buys and 100 tries and get ready for the 2018 campaign.
Fill the sleeve, man. I love that. He's on a mountaintop in Hawaii doing curls with bands, yelling at his people, the football guys. And then he's moving in and he does another one.
It's moving day at Coach Feld's house. You think that stops him from filling the sleeves, or you think wrong? You got to find a way to get it in, no matter what the circumstances are. Been moving all day. My arms are tired. I'm actually cramping right now. But that's not going to stop us from getting a juicy pump, getting ready for the 2018 campaign. This one's for you. Always wondering what I'm doing for my triceps. Let's go. Take the prep.
It's on our Instagram page, Big Jim's House WCSX. The dude grabs like a piece of mortar while they're moving into the house and starts doing curls with it.
Can you imagine living with someone like that, though? Because he'd be like, get your spaghetti sauce, get your noodles, time to make some dinner. And then he's like,
his kids must have an eye twitch. I mean, just like, today you're 45 day, 100. I'm like, 100 ounces of beer. I can do that. That's about it, man. Anyway, follow us on Instagram, Big Jim's House, WCSX. PSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, coming up next. Yesterday, we were talking about Faygo flavors that aren't available here in Detroit. Mm-hmm. We got an answer from Faygo.
Yay.
We'll give that to you and more Paul Rogers tickets next. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Want to say hi to Great Lakes Battery on Harper in St. Clair Shores. Omar, thanks so much for having us on this morning. We appreciate that. Okay, yesterday I had asked the question. My son Adam had said there are certain flavors that you cannot get here in Detroit from Faygo. Because we found candy apple over the weekend, and he was like, oh, and he was hoarding it at the store.
Yeah, and then they had another flavor that I haven't seen in years. It was pineapple orange. Haven't seen it in a long time.
Well, we got a text from a tweet on, I tweeted out to Faygo and asked him about this, and they sent us a note back. We have three flavors that are made and sold only in the South, not in Detroit. Kiwi strawberry, jazz and bluesberry, and pineapple orange.
There it is.
It's made down in Georgia, apparently. They've got another one. So there you go. We appreciate Faygo for giving us a nice little answer there. All right, big night for classic rock tonight. Ann Wilson, Jeff Beck, and Paul Rogers in town, not separately, together, one bill of Pine Knob.
Who opens for who?
I think Ann Wilson's first, but I don't know. Seriously, it's one. Think of a show where you have three artists where you could just shuffle the deck every night and it would make sense.
I wonder if they draw straws or like flip a coin or...
Ann Wilson could just beat them all up.
I love her.
She'd
so
whoop
much.
On them. Great voice. Got the new album too. So if you want to go, Paul actually sent us some extra tickets. We want to make sure that our listeners are hooked up to 48398 WCSX.
Yep. 4-pack of tickets. Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers, and Wilson tonight. Caller number 31. It's that easy.
Always look on the bright side.
I'll see you out there tonight.
Did I give out the number?
Yeah.
Should I do it again?
Sure, feel good about it. Go for it.
Okay, 248-398-9279.
Okay. Short-term memory loss?
You know I have attention deficit disorder. We've had numerous discussions about this.
I've never noticed that.
Or have we?
No. It's all new to you. Good point. Yeah. Jolene's coming in next, I think. All right. We're back tomorrow morning. Yeah, tomorrow we've got Battle of the Burbs. East and West are tied.
Oh, my gosh. It has been so crazy. And that game on Monday was like...
That was Looney Tunes with the three ladies. That was fun. We'll also have... we're going to talk about what would you do Wednesday... This involves kids.
And brats.
Yeah.
Bratty kids.
This is going to be touchy. And we'll talk about the shark being stolen. Somebody stole a shark.
I like how you're so nonchalant about that. And by the way...
Somebody stole a shark.
Yeah.
And it didn't even happen in Florida. It's a weird story. Hopefully we'll get some more details on that today. And again, don't forget, Bob Seger Boulevard, we're not going to do it in Ann Arbor. We're going to do it somewhere. Suggestions, we want to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX. Or you can email us, bigjimshouse@WCSX.com. How else can they get hold of us?
You can blow smoke signals.
Facebook.
You can Facebook us, Big Jim's House.
MySpace. Friendster. Remember Friendster?
Oh, my gosh. You're really digging in the crates.
Just go to Ask Jeeves and you'll find it. There you go. See you tomorrow.